Mr. Haldeman?
Yeah.
They're putting Mr. Mitchell on the phone.
Thank you.
We're ready, operator.
Hello.
Hey, Bob.
Hi, John. How are you?
Fine.
Are you, where are you, up north, New York?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Any chance of your coming down?
Be pretty difficult. What about tomorrow?
That's okay. You can't do it today, huh?
I'm afraid not. I've got some of my own problems, as you can imagine.
Okay. Can you come down first thing in the morning?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, I will. To see you.
Any chance of tonight?
No, that's
your other problem.
That's the problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. See me and also the other fella.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Because we need to get back out a couple points again.
Yeah. And John's been talking to me about his idea, which.
Which you mean the commission thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's your feeling on that?
Basically, if it's structured right, and if it. I think it can be not containing all of the provisions that John's talking about, but something in between.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he goes a little far on this thing of it, everybody waiving rights of trial and all that sort of thing.
Yeah. Which, of course, is a little silly, and I don't think it's constitutional, and if it were,
and not necessary.
We'd still need legislation, and it isn't necessary.
Set up the commission and let them report out their findings with the idea that criminal prosecution will follow.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's a blue ribbon,
that's right.
Four-star grand jury is really
that's,
what it
that's
is.
That's about what it is. And, of course, the climate is right for it on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Protect the rights on both sides.
Okay. Well, one other thing that relating to coming down is, did he tell you that Jeb wants to meet with you and me?
Jeb is here with me now.
Oh, he is?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay.
Sir.
That's, I thought, the last I heard was he wanted to get together with the two of us.
Yeah,
and
well.
That was the next thing we were going to take a stab at down here. If he's there, you'll have covered that ground with him.
Yeah, well, if it's appropriate, then maybe we can do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Now, have you established any liaison with that committee up there?
With Irwin?
Yeah.
What committee?
The Irwin Committee.
No.
Information.
No.
Wasn't Kleindienst supposed to?
Kleindienst is supposed to, yeah. But that's a weak read.
What is he doing about it?
Nothing.
Has he been invited to or told to?
He's been told to, yes. He's been told that he's the guy to do it. There's been specific follow-up on specific items, but he does call him and say, call somebody and say this. He calls somebody and says exactly that, and then calls back and says, oh, I didn't get any answer, and that's an end of that.
Well,
no initiative, and there's no step beyond the basic one.
Well, that's the case, and there's got to be some other liaison established.
Yeah.
And, furthermore, somebody ought to get a hold of him and so that you're kept abreast of what's going on in that grand jury.
Well, Dean says we aren't getting that either. Do you think I should talk to Kleindienst?
I certainly do.
You do? Okay.
No uncertain terms.
Okay.
And I think that's the only way it'll come from.
On A, the committee, and B, the grand jury.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
All right. Okay.
All righty.
You do have the office call. What time are you going to be here?
I'll have the office call, and hopefully you can have a car come out, huh?
Okay.
All righty?
Right.
Very good, Bob.
Right up,
oh, Bob.
Yes, sir.
One thing I've forgotten. They're screwing around with Bart Porter and some job over at HUD.
Yeah.
And apparently what they're doing is it's being held up because of that confrontation he had with Malik. And I think it would be very helpful if you or somebody would just...
I thought that had been busted through.
No, it hasn't been busted through. They're still playing some games with it.
Okay, I'll take a look at that.
All righty. Will you do that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Right.